This is Irish Radio on KGDC and KTNHLP, Walla Walla.
We're back on the boys' half of this broadcast with the Sales Boys under head coach John Lesko. Come into the game with a 2-1 conference record after a nice win on the road at Asotin last night, and which moved them to 7-3 overall. That's their 10th game in a 20-game regular season schedule. So at the halfway mark of the regular season in games played, John Lesko has his squad with a 7-3 mark. The Dayton Bulldogs, under first-year head coach Phil Hutchins, the former star player at Dayton. I should have done my notes better. I want to say early 90s, mid-90s. Went on to play at Washington State University, if my memory serves me correctly. And he does a very good job. Very talented player. He's a Dayton guy. He's trying to get the Dayton Boys Bulldog program turned around. That struggled the last 2 years to simply win a game. They are 1-1 in conference play, 2-7 overall. Looking at their roster, just one senior on the roster, but he's a good one. 5'11 senior. He's only 5'11, but that guy can jump out of the gym. Last year in a game against the Sales, he scored 19 points. He is a very good player. He had 15 points on Tuesday when they lost a very good Pomeroy team, 49-30. Pomeroy, at the 1B level, has been deep into the state tournaments the last few years. They are an extremely talented boys program, so no shame in losing to them. Wagner can score. He's tough, but he's the only senior on the roster. They have a lot of juniors, just like the girls' team. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 juniors, 2 sophomores, and a senior on Will Hutchins' roster. The Irish boys warming up down to my right in the home white uniform with the gold green trim. The Bulldogs looking at the USC Trojan colors, the dark maroon and the goldish yellow trim. Dayton across the front. The Irish boys, a nice win on the road at Asotin last night, 62-58. Very steady effort by John Lesko's boys. 14 points, 15 points, 19 points, 14 points. Their four-quarter score, they held the Panthers down to 8 points in the second quarter. Were able to build a 3-point lead, got it up to double digits. The Panthers made a late run as Kobe Blunt, their talented sophomore point guard, scored 10 fourth-quarter points to finish with a total of 32. But the Irish, even though they had some poor free throws, shooting just 2-for-6 in the fourth quarter, able to hold the Bulldogs off, the Panthers off, for a 4-point win. If you're with us at halftime of the girls' game, John Lesko and I were visiting about that contest, and he talked about the importance for his team to play with energy and focus. And there was a moment in that Panther game against Asotin Panthers, that is, where the Panthers definitely lost their focus. They got a technical foul on the court on a block charge call that didn't go their way. Zach Leahy, the beneficiary, completed the 3-point play. In the process, one of their players, I don't think I've ever quite seen a player get so emotionally angry. He grabbed the ball away from a teammate, and he was motioning to throw the ball at the official, and then the players kind of pulled him back. He grabbed the ball away again and acted like he was going to throw it. They teed him up, got him out of the game, and somewhere in the process of the discussion of what had gone on, the Asotin coach received a technical foul. So the Sales had a 6-point possession to take an 8-point lead. Exactly, he made the lay-in, made 4 of 5 free throws, and that, at the end of the game, ended up being the difference in a 4-point DeSales win. So the Irish able to play for 4 quarters with focus and energy on the road against an Asotin team that in the preseason was picked to battle for a league championship. They expect and weren't afraid to tell the DeSales players during the night that the Panthers expect to be in the state tournament. So a very confident group of Panthers, a very focused group of Irish, and the Sales boys got a very satisfying 62-58 win. That's enough said about last night, and we've got to move on to tonight. That's the way it is in league play. Doubleheader weekend, long road trip. Dayton's boys don't care that the Irish won last night. It's all about the competition tonight. Dayton's boys did not play. They will be rested. They will be back with a look at the lineup for both teams on 100.7 FM. Excuse me. I knew I'd do that one for a while. 107.3 FM KCNH and 1320 AM KGDC.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
It sure seems that everyone is pressed for time. When you're in a hurry, it's nice to know your Walla Walla Farmers Co-op store is close by. Because the C-Store is open 24 hours a day, you've got time. The C-Store offers delicious deli lunch specials for under $5, and they have the coldest drinks in town. Stop by the drive-thru and order your favorite hot or cold espresso in the comfort of your car. You can always count on friendly staff and friendly prices at the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op C-Store, 9th and Rose, Walla Walla.
The tradition began in 1869 with two entrepreneurs whose vision was to empower the local community through prudential financial decisions. Today's team at Baker Boyer still shares that vision of building and empowering the community by providing sage advice and counsel. Combining the tradition of community banking with the expertise of D.S. Baker Advisors, Baker Boyer attends to your needs with the proven wisdom of listening first, understanding second, and helping third. Baker Boyer's mission is to help local families manage assets to build local legacies. Baker Boyer, family legacies grown locally. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. This is Irish Radio on KGDC and KTNHLP, Walla Walla.
We're back for a look at the lineups for both teams as they've gone to the sideline of their respective benches. Starting for Will Hutchins, Dayton Bulldogs, Cal Martin, a 5'11" junior. He's a returning starter for the team. He had 13 points in one game last year against the Irish. Did not score in the other contest against the Sales. He had 6 against Pomeroy on Tuesday. He's a 5'11" junior. Ben Kleck, a 6'1" junior, will start. Kleck had 3 points against Pomeroy. I was looking at my notes from last year. Ben Kleck did not play the first time these teams met. He scored 15 the second time these teams played each other on January 23rd. And in that ball game, Kleck scored 11 of his 15 points in the fourth quarter when the game was really decided. But still, he scored 11 points in a quarter. That's impressive. He's a 5 foot, last year he's a 5 foot 11 player. Now he's listed at 6 foot one. Zach Bryan, a 6 foot two junior, will start for the Bulldogs. He did not play against the Irish last year. Tanner Bren will start. He's a 6 foot junior who did start against the Irish last year. He did not score, scored 2 points in one of the games, did not score in the other game. He scored 2 points against Palmer. And the fifth starter, the most talented player arguably in the league, I've watched him play for 4 years now, counting tonight, Zach Wagner. He's a 5'11" senior. He has 15 points against Pomeroy on Tuesday. Last year against the Irish, he had 12 points and fouled out the first time they met, and then he scored 19 of their 38 points, half of their points last year when the Irish played on this floor. Wagner, a very good player. Starting for DeSales, Juan Montero, a 5'8" sophomore, plays a nice floor game every night. Isaiah Stander will start. John Lesko singled Isaiah out for praise last night, playing tough on defense against Blunt early when the Panthers tried to run away from the Irish. And Isaiah also scored 13 points in the first half when the rest of the Irish offense is struggling. Zach Lee, 6'5 junior, had 13 points last night. We'll start John Crowley, who's been solid inside for the Irish lately, the 6'3 senior, 12 points last night, and Cole Miedema, 6'6 senior, who's been tough to handle inside for opponents this year. 20 points for Cole Miedema last night against Ashton, and Dayton does not display a lot of great height from there, so Cole Miedema at 6'6, Zach Leahy at 6'5, and John Crowley at 6'3 to give the Irish a significant height advantage in this ball game. As Cole Miedema shows some great sportsmanship on Green and Gold night, he's going to high-five all the little junior cheerleaders and the fans surrounding the court. That's the fun of high school basketball in the friendly confines of the gymnasium. And we're ready to start this boys' contest, the Irish boys against the Dayton Bulldogs. As the Irish in the white jerseys, the USB look from the Dayton Bulldogs, the Blue Mountain officials take the floor. Jim Sanders, Brian Richard, and Zach Whitmer take the floor. Officials are ready to go. They get some of the pom-pom debris off the floor. Fun to watch all those little kids cheering. Leahy and Wagner will tip it up. Controlled by the Irish and Miedema, dumps it to Crowley. Crowley strips. Bulldogs get a turnover on defense. Here they come the other way. Tanner Brand with it. Swinging around to Fleck as they get the names and the faces and the numbers. Wagner on the baseline. I know who he is. Standard is on him. Isaiah always draws the best offensive player for the opponent. They swing it to Brand. Brand up top to Martin. Swing it around for a three-point attempt by Fleck, and he hits the three. Tell you what, watching Ben Fleck on the floor, 6'1 junior, he was listed at 5'10 last year. He looks like a different kid. He's older. He's more mature. He looks like he's been in the weight room a little bit. He scored 11 fourth-quarter points on this floor last year. He starts in his first touch hitting a three here. Now we've got a foul as the Irish come the other way and get the ball inside to Miedema. And the foul is on Zach Bryan. And Cole Miedema will shoot two free throws. So Ben Kleck's three as the Bulldogs up early 3-0. Just underway first quarter. 7 minutes, 11 seconds on the clock. And Cole Miedema misses a free throw. The Lady Irish struggled mightily from the free throw line on their home floor. Just 4 of 15. Now Cole Miedema misses the first attempt of the boys' contest. Second free throw is good. Irish down 3-1. Irish will not press. Bringing to front court is Cal Martin. Stops right at the half-court line, gets it to Kleck. Leahy on Kleck. Kleck, a couple dribbles, Leahy cuts him off. Now to Martin. Martin drives in, puts it in with the right hand from the left side. Rebound inside by Tanner Brand. He has it stripped away. He hits the floor. Ball's loose. I think that shot was blocked out of there by Isaiah Standard. And the other way, the ball knocked away from Juan Montero and out of bounds right in front of the Dayton bench. Good crowd tonight. Dayton brought a good group of fans. They've got their section of the bleachers full, and they've spilled over near half court directly below me. I would say the Irish side of the court, the stands is about 80% full. And there's Juan Montero going right by the Dayton defender. That was Brand, and Brand just reached out and grabbed him, and that's an easy call for the official. Two fouls early on the Bulldogs, 6:41 to go, first quarter. Leahy on the sideline will lob it into Miedema. Miedema powers it up, shot won't go, gets his own rebound, saves it out top for Leahy. Leahy's fast and they'll knock away, but Standard gets it. Bulldogs trying to get after the ball. Standard tried to get Miedema, stolen out of there by Wagner. Wagner racing the other way, has it knocked away, tried to save it on the end line, couldn't do it as he steps out of bounds. 3-1, Dayton early. Bulldog head coach Will Hutchins likes the effort of his players early. Should have done more research on Will. Very early in my broadcasting career, we followed the Dayton Bulldogs into the postseason. He was a fun player to watch. They get inside the Leahy. Leahy tries to spin and find some room to shoot. He's called for traveling. 6:09 to go, first quarter. Bulldogs will inbound it to Ben Kleck. Black, the 6'1 junior, has the only field goal of this game. Drives in, puts a running one-hander. It's off the mark. Rebound, Miedema. Miedema to Crowley. Crowley up the left wing. Numbers are not there, so it'll slow down as the five Bulldogs sprint back into the key to stop the Irish fast break. Good fundamental defensive basketball. Standard has the ball knocked away, gets into backcourt, gets it back. Bulldog bench, one with a half over and back violation, then forthcoming. There's a pass out front by Montero, stolen away by Brand. Brand out of the can at the shot, but he's fouled by Standard. So the Dayton Bulldog defense, very handsy, getting after the Irish right now off front. That foul on Isaiah Standard, the first on the Bulldogs, or the Irish, excuse me. 5:36 to go, first quarter. And Zach Bryan, 6'2 junior, misses the first free throw. Sales not made a field goal nearly 2.5 minutes into this first quarter. Bulldog defense has been very tenacious in the passing lanes early. Left-handed free throws up and nothing but the bottom of the net. High arching shot. Montero will bring it into front court. Beating him at half court is Brand. Now left wing pass, man-to-man defense by the Bulldogs. Miedema has got on the left wing, now up top to Crowley. Pass down low to Leahy. He's pushed. No call. Leahy was pushed in the back by Zach Bryan. Kind of like a pass interference call as Zach couldn't come up with the ball. Not sure what the officials were looking at there. Inbound to Ben Kleck. Kleck in the front court. Eye near half court with it now is Tanner Brand. Brand left wing pass to Wagner. Standard on Wagner. Up top it goes to Zach Bryan. Right quarterback to Cal Martin. Shot up by Bryan. His shot won't go. Rebound tipped around. Miedema controls it ahead of the pack as Montero. Miedema finds him. Long lays it in. Nice full court pass by Cole Miedema to a streaking Juan Montero. Irish down 4-3. Shot inside by Zach Bryan. He scores it. And it's 6-3 Bulldogs. Three different Bulldogs have scored. Tanner Brenn, Zach Bryan, and Ben Kleck. Leahy down low to Miedema, and he's fouled as the 6'6 senior turned inside, and the shorter Bulldogs got a hold of him by the forearm. Easy call for the officials. That foul was on Cal Martin, his first. Third on the Bulldogs. John Crowley checks out as Joel Rodriguez comes into the ballgame. Joel had 3 points last night out of Soton. You get the ball to Joel between the circles. Gets it back to Juan Montero. Splits the defense, gets down the right side. Laying attempt off the mark. Rebound, Kleck. Kleck will bring it into front court. Leahy hunkers down at the top of the key to defend him. Gets a screen, puts up a three. Does Kleck off the air, won't go. Long rebound to Montero. 4:10 to go in the first quarter. Montero will push it into front court. Right wing to Standard. Now on the baseline with it. In the corner is Miedema. Back out to Standard on the wing. Isaiah drives in as it's stripped. Tries to save it out to Miedema, who wasn't there. Miedema had moved inside for rebounding position. Another Irish turnover. Easy to say right now with only 3 points for the Irish that they have more turnovers than points. The Bulldogs playing with a lot of energy. Not so much for the Irish. A big emotional win on the road against the Soton last night. The Sales got to find a way to get the energy level up. Coach Lesko talked about that in our interview. Focus and energy, the two things he's really looking for tonight. Energy level seems down a little bit. Inside to Wagner. Wagner tries to power it up at 5'11", blocked out of there by Miedema. Leahy's got the loose ball ahead to Montero. Way too long. He tries to save it from going out of bounds. He will. The right to Cal Martin. Martin's pass ahead to Bryan and off his foot and out of bounds. Timeout on the floor. Ragged start to this one. John Lesko wants to talk it over with his team. 6-3 Bulldogs. We'll be right back. 3:28 to go, first quarter on 1320 AM KGDC, 107.3 FM KTNH.
Coffee Cravings opened Walla Walla's first espresso drive-thru in 1990. 24 years later, Coffee Cravings is still serving the best lattes, mochas, and granitas in town. Our double drive-thru windows are conveniently located on each side of town at 801 West Poplar and 1615 East Isaacs. The tradition of excellence continues on at Coffee Cravings, and our double drive-thru windows at each location makes us not only the best, but the fastest, too. Open weekdays at 5:30 a.m. and weekends at 6:30. Coffee Cravings.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
This is Irish Radio on KGDC and KTNHLP, Walla Walla.
Now, Coach Lusk's got to find a way to get his guys to turn it around energy level-wise. This has the feeling of kind of a trap game. The Bulldogs at 2-7, the Irish at 7-3, but right now Dayton out playing the Irish. Juan Montero gets the link, gets the shot blocked out of there by Cal Martin. The Bulldog fans like that. Into front court, now comes Tanner Brand. Left corner to Wagner. He can't find room to work, so he gets it off to Kleck. Kleck on the drive, got a whistle on a foul inside, and Kleck will go to the line to shoot two. Foul is on Cole Nita, Isaiah Standard. Got some jersey number switches tonight for some reason. Oh no, Isaiah wears 21. The whiteout's looking at the green numbers. Kleck gets the first free throw. He has the only 3-point field goal this game. He now has 4 points. Bulldogs up by 4, 7-3. DeSale, just one field goal in this game, a Juan Montero layup. Kleck gets both free throws. We've got a whistle and a substitution as John Crowley will come in for Isaiah Sanders. That was Isaiah's second foul. So DeSales has to find a way to get the energy level back up against the Dayton Bulldogs. Deep right wing pass to Rodriguez. Rodriguez dribbles to the top of the key. He'll pick and roll cut, throws it down to Crowley. Crowley drops it out of bounds. That's equated to the running back, the wide receiver running before he's caught the ball. John was shooting it before he secured it. Irish down 8-3. Kleck gets it to Brian. Brian to Wagner. Crowley on Wagner. Down the left corner it goes to number 10 who's checked in. That's Junior Helm, a 5'10 sophomore. This is up top to Kleck. Kleck will fire a three over Laney and hit it. Ben Kleck, I mentioned in my pregame notes that he had 11 points in the fourth quarter and a loss to the Irish here last year, and he's off to a nice start here. He's got 8 points, and the Bulldogs are up 11-3. Laney drives hard to the basket. He's fouled on the drive, they say. The foul's on Zach Bryan. And Leahy, 6'5 junior, will inbound it. Nobody open inside, get to meet him on the short corner. Kicks 8-footer over Wagner. Shot won't go, rebound tipped out. Meet him, will control it. Kick out to Montero. 3 on the way off the glass, off the iron, won't go for the wing. Crowley keeps it alive. Now he tips it to Rodriguez. He gets it to Leahy, high between the circles. The Irish will reset the offense. 11-3 to Sales down. Made only one field goal. Rodriguez on the drive. He's fouled. Will go to the basket. There's a free throw line. And that foul's on Zach Bryan. And I think that's his third. Yes, it is. So Zach Bryan, the 6'2 junior starter, who has two of the Bulldogs' 11 points, has picked up 3 first quarter fouls. And Joel Rodriguez will go to the line to shoot 2. First one is off the mark. Brian will come out of the ballgame, and Lane Wickening, W-I-K-E-N-I-N-G, a 5'10 junior, will check in. Joel's left-handed free throws up. Second one's also off the mark. Leahy tips it right to Montero on the rebound, and Montero lays it in. Nice athletic play by Zach Leahy. Montero has both of the Irish field goals, 11-5, Bulldogs lead it. Kleck with it now on the left wing, drives in the lane, kicked out to Wickening. Wickening with the dribble now to Helm. Two players off the bench working together. Kick it out to Kleck. Wide open for 3. In and out, stays out. Rebound Crowley. Gets the pass to Leahy. Quickly in the front court, it's Rodriguez. Rodriguez gets it to the high post to Crowley. Left wide open. John goes to the basket and lays it in. Breakdown on the defense. Rodriguez found the open player. The Irish get their first bucket out of their offense. They trail 11-7, a minute to go first quarter. Left corner goes to Helm. Helm drives, cut off, and he travels. Helm, 5-10 sophomore, saw the 6'6 Cole Meadham bearing down on him, picked up his dribbles, but couldn't stop his feet. Timeout on the floor, 1 minute to go, first quarter. Irish trail the Bulldogs of Dayton, 11-7. We'll be right back on 1320 AM KGDC, 107.3 FM KTNH.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
This is Irish Radio on KGDC and KTNHLP, Walla Walla.
Well, Ben Clack, 2 3-pointers and 2 for 2 from the free throw line, the 6'1 junior for the Bulldogs, 8 of their 11 points, and they lead 11-7 over the Irish. Inside a minute now to go, first quarter. Montero gets it to the right wing to Rodriguez as the Irish working offensively down to my right. Rodriguez now to the back, holds the ball overhead. Leahy cut off on the drive, kicks it to Buckley. Max Buckley's in the ballgame for Meadham after the timeout. Buckley to Crowley, back to Montero. Shot clock at 12. Irish being patient in their half-court set. Defense good by the Bulldogs. Cal Martin slapped away from Rodriguez in half-court. Now Helen comes up to the ball. Yes, it can't save it from going out of bounds. He tried to save it, threw it behind his back and out of bounds. So Cal Martin came out and played some excellent defense. The 5'11 junior got the steal, but the Bulldogs couldn't control it. Now the Irish back in front court with just 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Irish down 11-7. The Bulldog man-to-man defense, very good. In the lane to Leahy, 8-footer, in and out, won't go. Now to Martin, up court it goes to Fleck. Fleck deep on the right wing, checks the clock. He'll fire a three, off the mark, won't go, rebound Leahy. Leahy gets it to Montero, he'll fire it up, and off the glass at the end of the first quarter. The Dayton Bulldogs playing very good defense on the road as held the Irish to just 7 first quarter points. The Sales trails Dayton 11-7 after 8 minutes on 1320 AM KGDC, 107.3 FM KTNH.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. Connors Flooring and Design in College Place combines on-staff interior designers with over 40 years of experience in the flooring industry to deliver the best experience for you and your home. We can help you select the right combination of performance and style for your budget. Visit us on the internet at ConnorsFlooringAndDesign.com or stop by our showroom on C Street in College Place for your free estimate. Connors Flooring and Design will take good care of you.
Thinking about getting braces or Invisalign? Think Wood Orthodontics. Formerly Dr. Greg Fink's practice, Wood Orthodontics has the same great staff with an awesome new doctor. Dr. Ryan Wood is a board-certified specialist with amazing attention to detail, and he completes most of his cases in less than 2 years. Entrust your family's orthodontics care to the same great practice that has cared for the smiles of so many other Walla Walla families. Wood Orthodontics. Learn more at woodorthosmiles.com. That's woodorthosmiles.com.
This is Irish Radio on KGDC and KTNHLP, Walla Walla.
Well, the Sales Irish boys on defense to start the second quarter, down 11-7. The Bulldogs quickly in the front court. Fleck gets it to Junior Helm, and he hits a 12-footer from the right baseline. Nothing but net. The Bulldogs up 13-7. The Irish, Coach Lesko said, we've got to play with focus and energy. I would say neither of those are there. But the Irish definitely there for the Bulldogs. Remember, Dayton did not play last night. The Irish, a good win on the road out of Soton and a little bit of a hangover trap game. And the Irish turn it over at the other end as Meadham can't handle the pass down low. The Irish just got to survive the storm. And not much energy in the gym tonight, especially from the DeSales fans. Green and gold night, but it's pretty quiet. I've got to find a way to get the energy level up, down 13-7. There's a steal on a pass to the middle by Juan Montero. He'll go lay it in. Juan Montero has 6 points. None of his baskets have been out of the set offense. The Irish have just one field goal out of their set offense, but they're hanging in there with Dayton. 13-9. Bulldogs with the ball in a 4-point lead. 7 minutes to go, first half. Helm out top to Martin. Martin finds a pass down low, stolen by Crowley. He thought, Martin thought he had Wickening open. Crowley jumped into the passing lane, intercepted the pass. Rodriguez now will let the offensive pattern get set. Now pass on the right wing to Buckley. On him is Wickening. Up top it goes to Rodriguez. Swing it over to Mieva, looking inside, nobody open. Dayton really frustrating the Irish half-court sets on offense. Shot clock down to 12. Buckley gets it to Miedema on the left wing. Wagner, 5'11", trying to hold position on him. Blocks his shot, controls it. Wagner, 5'11", blocks the 6'6". Miedema takes off the other way. Foul going up for the shot. Wagner, a very athletic play there. As Miedema at 6'6", you'd think at 6'6", because 5'11", he'd have it made. But Wagner just jumped up, stripped it out of his hands, and took off the other way. The foul is on the Irish number 20, that's Max Buckley. His first, Wagner hits the free throw. Wagner's first point of the game, I talked about him in the pregame, his ability to score 19 in one of the games against the Irish last year. He had 15 in a loss to Pomeroy Tuesday when the Bulldogs scored just 30 points. He had half of them. Wagner's second free throw off the mark, rebound, Miedema. Gets it to Montero. Montero wants to push it up court, throws it too high, and out of bounds off the hands of Joel Rodriguez. So Schlepschel wants the Irish to push it. Too much there. They turn it over. 6:21 to go first quarter. Rodriguez is going to come out of the ball game, and Isaiah Standard back in. So John Lesko has his starting five out there. Zach Leahy comes in as well, and Max Buckley sits down. Helm off the Bulldog bench. Kleck, Wagner, and Bren, starters in the game, and Wickening in there as well. And the Bulldogs turn it over on a travel call. Or was it palming the basketball? Not sure. Looking down at my stat sheet to see who number 21 was. Wickening. Wickening, excuse me. Montero open from the right corner. Takes the shot, won't go. Rebound, Wagner gets it away from Miedema. Wagner is fun to watch. 5'11 senior. He's a physical-looking kid, and he can really jump. There's Standard with a steal out front against Helm. Isaiah loses the ball for a second, gets it back now to Miedema, over to Montero in the right corner. Montero dribbles to the left, now top of the key between the circles, pass to Crowley. Left winger now to Standard. Standard gets it back to Crowley, a little pick and roll, and it Crowley lays it in. Crowley passes off to, it's more of a give and go than a pick and roll, but John Crowley has 4 points, Irish down 14-11. Fleck in the right corner with it. Elevation 17. Shot blocked by Standard. Foul on Isaiah Standard. Isaiah has picked up 3 fouls now and will have to probably go to the Irish bench the rest of the first half. And Ben Fleck, with 8 of the Bulldogs' 14 points, will go to the free throw line, where he hits the first one. Dan Kleck having an excellent game. 9 points already for the 6'1 junior. He had just 3 points against Pomeroy on Tuesday. Second free throw is also good. Dan Kleck is in the zone. He's got 10 points. 2 3-pointers and 4 for 4 free throw shooting. And we've got a whistle and a reach-in foul as Bren comes up behind Montero, and I like what Juan did at the end of that. It's a football coach in me coming out. Bren tried to yank the ball away from him after the whistle, and Juan just yanked it right back. Bren's second foul, 6th on the Bulldogs. Inbound to Juan Montero. Bren shadowing him, now gets it to Leahy. Leahy outside the arc, top to Keita Cole Miedema, looking inside, nobody open. Left wing pass goes to Montero. Montero dribbles to the elbow, now kick out top to Crowley. Now down low to Miedema. Left hand rip shot in traffic. Off the glass and in. Nice body control by Cole. His first field goal of the ball game. The 6'6 senior has the Irish and then 3 at 16-13. Connor Leahy has checked in for the Irish. He's defending Kleck. Kleck gets it to Brand, who goes right around Zach Leahy and lays it in. 18-13. Bulldogs up by 5. 4:39 to go first quarter. Also in for Dayton, Jeff Tate. Tate defending Leahy, out top to Connor Leahy. Connor gets to Montero. Montero, tough drive, scores it tough. Juan Montero having a game. 8 points, sliced through the defense while he was moving into the air, drew the contact, squared up to the basket, and laid it in off the glass after being fouled by Jeff Tate. So Kweck has 10 for the Bulldogs. Juan Montero now 8 for the Irish. 18 to 15. DeSales down 3. Juan hits the free throw. Juan Montero, the 5'8 sophomore, 9 of the 16 Irish points. Martin inbounds to Kleck. Kleck in the front court. Leahy cuts him off. Back Connor and Zach Leahy both chasing him around. He'll get it over to Martin. Now right wing. It goes to Brin. Swing it to Kleck. We got a whistle on the foul. Kleck got it into Wagner. Wagner got caught between his steps. In between steps, as he caught the ball, he's called for traveling. So DeSales down 18-16 has never led in this ballgame a chance to tie it on this possession. Leahy drives baseline left side, cut off by Tate. He'll pull up from 14, won't go. Rebound, Kleck. 4:06 to go in the first half. Kleck hesitation dribble gets by Connor Leahy, elevates over Crowley on the wing. Shot won't go. Long rebound to Connor Leahy. Gets it to Montero. Can't find room to shoot. Gets it to Crowley in the lane. He's triple team down low. Got a whistle and a foul call as Crowley was passing it out. The Bulldogs are now over the limit on fouls. The foul is on Tanner Brenn, his third. So Zach Bryan and Tanner Brenn, two Bulldog starters for Will Hutchins, have 3 fouls each. And the Irish are at the free throw line for the rest of the first half. Crowley has 4 points. His first free throw attempt, the front end of the 1-on-1, barely nicks the rim. Tate with the rebound. The sales now 2 of 6 from the free throw line. 3:45 to go first half. Irish Bulldogs, get in the front court to Wagner, deep left wing. Now to Martin, swing it over to Kleck. Outside to Brenn now, left corner to Wagner. Everything outside the arc on the pass is by the Bulldogs. Irish in a zone defense right now. It's switched up from man to zone. Brenn on the drive, kicks it off the glass with the left hand on the runner. Hits the glass, rolls around the rim, hits the backboard again and falls in. Tanner Brenn, athletic move. He's got 5 points. Down low to Miedema. Miedema, a little left-handed hook shot. He's got it nice and soft. Nice job going with the left hand by Cole Miedema. His second field goal, 20-18 Bulldogs. Kleck gets it to Wagner, to Brenn. Brenn can't find room to shoot. He double-dribbled. Knocked the ball, bounced it. Tried to make a move, bounced it again. And now he complained to the official a little bit. Will Hutchins takes him out. And with a smile, says, yes, you did. Leahy, 16-footer straight away. Opening's got it. That's the scene that you hear, his first field goal game. Nice little curl cut. Pulled up from 16 straight away and nothing but the bottom of the net. The sales is tied to score at 20. John Lesko up off his feet, trying to get his guys a place with energy at the defensive end. Dayton has led the whole way. And the big reason for that is Ben Kleck has got the ball now. Drives in the lane, puts the shot up over Meadham and banks it in. Kleck has 12 of the Bulldogs, 22 points. 2:23 to go, first half. Dayton up 22-20 on the Irish home floor. We've got a whistle and a foul as Rodriguez was dribbling out front. And Helm reaches in and fouls him. That's 9 fouls. Timeout, Dayton. 2:19 to go, first half. Rodriguez at the free throw line. When we come back, Dayton up 22-20 on 1320 AM KGDC, 107.3 FM KCNH.
Fazari's is the place for unique pizza that's tasty and delicious. And the house special is the pizza that's made Fazari's famous.
Pepperoni, salami, beef, olives, and sausage is what it's got.
As well as mushrooms, sauce, and cheeses. It's then served piping hot.
So give it a try. Stop into Fazari's for a house special pizza now.
After one bite, you'll scream with pleasure.
You boys really are wacky!
Mamma mia!
Fazari's finest and Fazari's home run in Clarkston, home of the Mama's Boys.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. Connors Flooring and Design in College Place combines on-staff interior designers with over 40 years of experience in the flooring industry to deliver the best experience for you and your home. We can help you select the right combination of performance and style for your budget. Visit us on the internet at ConnorsFlooringAndDesign.com or stop by our showroom on C Street in College Place for your free estimate. Connors Flooring and Design will take good care of you. This is Irish Radio on KGDC and KTNHLP, Walla Walla.
Well, the DeSales boys struggled significantly in the first quarter, just scoring just 7 points. but they have scored 13 here in the second quarter from four different players. Joel Rodriguez will try to become the fifth player to score in the quarter as he has the front end of a one-on-one coming up at the free throw line. Joel missed two free throws in the first quarter. Joel, deep knee bend, left-handed free throw, rolls off the rim, rebound Tate for the Bulldogs. Irish struggling from the free throw line. Martin, deep on the right wing to Kleck. Kleck out front to Martin. Martin gets it back to Kleck in the corner, over the top of Crowley on a three-point jump, goes off the top of the backboard. Irish with the rebound the other way. Rodriguez tries to find Montero, stolen by Wagner. Wagner gets it to Martin the other way to Kleck. Kleck has it knocked away and out of bounds, and they say last touch by Dayton. I like the way Will Hutchins coaches. He does not complain about the calls of officials. He's always teaching his players. Up off the bench there, talking to them how to get better ball security in transition. 1:42 to go, first half, 22-20. Bulldogs with the lead. Shot inside by Meadham. I won't go. He gets his own rebound. Now he's fouled on the putback. And the foul on Tate, his second. That's now 10 fouls on the Bulldogs. So all trips to the line for DeSales will be two free throws. Meadham, a 1 of 2 from the line, has 5 total points. 6-6 seniors, first free throws up and good. Nice soft shooting set for Cole. 22-21. Bulldogs up by 1. The Irish have never led in this ballgame. They've tied it a couple times. Dayton playing a very inspired first half here on the road against the Irish. Cole Meadham, they hit them both. We're tied at 22. Coming into the game, the Irish are 7-3. Bulldogs just 2-7, but Dayton playing right with the Irish on the DeSales home floor. Martin between the circles. Defense to champ from the Irish cheerleaders. Pass to the side. Tip stolen by Meadham. There's the defense. Now the Irish can take their first lead. 1:17 to go. First half. We're tied at 22. Rod Rodriguez deep on the right wing. Gets it up top of the lead. Swing it to Montero, the Irish leading scorer with 9 points. Now down low to Meadham. Meadham powers it inside, dumps it for Leahy. Gets it to corner Rodriguez, open for three, off the iron, won't go. Rebound Meadham inside, goes up strong, misses it. Rebound Leahy, he can't hit it. Rebound still tips around. Meadham has got it, he leaves it short, he's fouled. There's the taller Irish, Meadham and Leahy, but they can't finish against the scrappy Bulldogs. But another Dayton foul. That foul is on Jeff Tate. 6'3 sophomore off the Bulldogs bench, just picked up 3 first half fouls. Now Cole Meadham will hold the ball on his hip, get his breath under control, and miss the first free throw. He's 3 of 5 now from the line. Cole 6 points in the quarter, 7 for the game. We're tied at 22, 52.6 seconds left in the first half. Cole. Second free throw up, and good. Nothing but that. Nice soft touch. 7 in the quarter, 8 for the game, and the Irish get their first lead of the ball game at 23-22. That is the 48-second mark. Dayton in the front court, lose the ball, bounces, rolls out of bounds. The officials try to make sure they're on the same page. Yes, it's off the sale. Dayton will inbound, 39.4 seconds to go in the half, 22 on the shot clock. Kleck will come to the official. Left of the basket as you face it on the baseline. Gets it to Martin up top, now to Helm. Back in the corner to Kleck. 3 on the way from an open look, won't go. Rebound tipped around, ball's loose. Ball's on the floor. Dayton's got it. Kleckening got it, picks it up, tips it to Kleck. Now Martin's got it, deep on the right wing, up top to Helm. Good hustle on the 50-50 ball by the Bulldogs. Now with it is Wagner. Crossover dribble to get away from Crowley. 12-footer. Too strong off the base. Backboard. Rebound inside by Wackening. His shot won't go. And Wagner went up. He missed the tip on in dunk. But Wagner went right up over the top of the Bulldogs. That's an athletic play. A foul. He went right over the top of the Bull Irish defenders. Got both hands on the rim and tried to slam it in. Remember, he's 5'11". That was about as an exciting defensive foul as you're going to see in a high school basketball game. But Leahy will go to the free throw line the other way. Wagner's first foul. 12.7 seconds to go in the first half. The Irish have trailed the whole first half, a chance to build on a one-point lead. Zach leaves the first free throw short. Other than Cole Needham, Ed DeSales has made just one free throw in this first half. Zach's second free throw is also off the mark. Rebound tips around. Bulldogs got it out to Kleck behind the defense. Rodriguez gets back. Kleck, this is a free throw. Boy, this Irish, a little bit of a breakdown defensively. Kleck missed it. Ball tipped out of bounds. And they'll stay off the sales with 5.7 seconds to go in the half. 23-22 to sales. Dayton inbounding under their own basket. Out top it goes for Wagner. All the way in back court. Crowley shadowing him. Wagner in the front court. 3 seconds. Swing it to Helms. Long jumper on the way out. Okay, won't go at the buzzer. And that's the end of the first half. The sales trailed the whole first half until a full medium at free throw. 48 seconds to go in the half. And the sales have that one-point lead. 23-22 at the half. You're listening to Irish Basketball on 1320 AM KGDC, 107.3 FM KTNH.
Yo, Mateo, we're bringing the appetizers to Grandma's for Christmas Eve. You got any suggestions?
Yeah, cheese from Cugini's. That place is buona pazza.
You think you're telling me something I don't know already, huh? What kind of cheese? Cugini has over 40 varieties.
The Cassari and Gorgonzola are my favorite. Can we get some prosciutto and capicola too, Dad? Oh, and oil cured olives.
Oh, man, these are appetizers, not dinner. What's the matter for you, huh? Cugini, 960 Wallula Avenue, buono pazzo, e buon Natale.
The best way to correct behavior problems in pets is to never let them develop in the first place. Encourage good behavior with praise and attention. Correct bad behaviors by providing positive alternatives. For instance, a toy is better for a pet to chew on than your favorite slippers. Physical punishment or forced compliance to commands can lead to biting or aggression. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
65 years is hard to believe. Hi, Mark Graves from Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC. In 1950, this dealership started with a hope and a prayer. Now 65 years and thousands of happy customers later, we are extremely grateful. Our values of fairness, honesty, low pressure, and commitment to our customers has not changed in those 65 years. I insist upon it. Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
It sure seems that everyone is pressed for time. When you're in a hurry, it's nice to know your Walla Walla Farmers Co-op store is close by. Because the C-Store is open 24 hours a day, you've got time. The C-Store offers delicious deli lunch specials for under $5, and they have the coldest drinks in town. Stop by the drive-thru and order your favorite hot or cold espresso in the comfort of your car. You can always count on friendly staff and friendly prices at the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op C-Store, 9th and Rose, Walla Walla.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
We're back live at the Sales High School. The Lady Irish cheerleaders hosted a cheer camp this morning up at Assumption School. Now they've got those young cheerleaders out entertaining the fans on Green and Gold Night, and they're being treated to a very entertaining competitive boys basketball game right now. The Sales led just once in the first half. Most importantly, though, it's right now. They lead it 23-22 on a Colt Needham free throw with 48 seconds to go in the half. The Irish outscored 11-7 in the first quarter, but outscored the Bulldogs 16-11 in the second quarter, with Spike just shooting 5 of 13 from the free throw line. The Irish do have a slim one-point lead. Coach Lesko, when I interviewed him during the halftime of the girls' game, talked about bringing the energy level and the focus after that emotional win on the road at Assotin. I think the Irish are lacking in that department. The Dayton Bulldogs deserve a lot of credit for that. The Dayton boys only 2-7 on the season, as opposed to a 7-3 record for the Irish boys. The Dayton Bulldogs playing with a lot of energy. The Sales with a slim one-point lead. Let's see if the Irish boys come out with more focus in the second half. When we come back, we'll be visiting with Lady Irish head coach Tim Duncan. The Lady Irish lose a tough one tonight against a very good Dayton girls team by a score of 41-31. We'll be visiting with Coach Duncan when we come back on 1320 AM KGC, 107.3 FM KTNH.
It's been 43 years since the U.S. Supreme Court's disastrous Roe v. Wade decision. 43 tragic years. Nearly 60 million children dead. Their mothers wounded. On Sunday, January 24th, there will be a silent, prayerful, peaceful, and non-denominational Walk for Life from St. Patrick Catholic Church to Amazing Grace Church of the Nazarene, followed by cookies, coffee, and fellowship at Amazing Grace. For many years now, the annual Walk for Life in Walla Walla between St. Patrick and Amazing Grace has been a unique experience. People of all faith traditions coming together to gently but firmly tell this wayward culture of ours that hope springs eternal for the pro-life movement. If picketing abortion clinics isn't your cup of tea, the Walk for Life just might be. Please join us for this year's Walk for Life on Sunday, January 24th. Meet at St. Patrick's Catholic Church at 1:30 p.m. and wear your walking shoes.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
We're back live with Lady Irish head coach Tim Duncan. A 41-31 loss against a very good Dayton girls team. Dayton's girls go to 3-0 in the conference and 7-2 on the season. Lady Irish suffered their first conference defeat. And I was talking to you off the air, Coach Duncan. You know, I'm watching that ball game in the third quarter. We're down double digits, and the energy in the gym wasn't great. I kind of thought our girls' energy level wasn't very good. In fact, my energy level, I'm thinking, God, you know, maybe we just can't beat these guys. But then we picked it up. We started playing harder. We hit a couple threes. And, you know, towards the end of that ball game, we shot the free throws very poorly, and I got looking at the free throw stats thinking, we make some free throws, we're right in this ball game.
Yeah, it would have been a totally different ball. I mean, I'm not saying we'd have won the ball game,
right?
But they may have had to play a little bit differently had we made some free throws and kept the game a little bit closer. We let it get out of hand in the third quarter, and I think you're right. I just think our kids kind of all of a sudden kind of thought, wow, maybe we can't beat these guys. Maybe they are better than us. But I don't think that's the case. I think with the way we came back and got it down to 7,
correct,
with the chance to cut it to 6 to 5 or 4 twice, I believe, you know, and then on top of that, then we make, you know, we shoot 60% from the foul line. It's a little different ballgame.
And the other thing I was thinking about is athletically, they're taller, they're longer. They had a very good plan against us defensively.
Absolutely.
And then I got thinking, you know, we visited a couple times in the early part of the season that you felt you'd have a pretty good ball game late in January.
Yep.
What do you take from this game to learn from to get to that goal of being a pretty good ball team late January?
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to tell you exactly what I told the kids. Tonight, we were a victim of the growing process. We were not ready to play this team on this night. You give us 2 or 3 more weeks where we've had 2 or 3 more weeks of time to grow, I like our chance. I think we're going to be ready. And that's bottom line. And I told our kids that, and I think they bought into that. I truly, truly believe that. But you know what? At this point in time, we weren't quite ready. But we've got 3 or 4 more weeks before the postseason, and we're going to treat that as a postseason game, and we're going to start preparing for that game. Our kids will be ready, our kids will be better, and we'll see how it turns out.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how it turns out for the girls. You know, 3-1 in the conference, okay. Nothing too shabby.
Oh, absolutely.
And hopefully it wasn't too deflating for the girls tonight. I don't think it was. I think we've got a lot. The cup is definitely half full, Coach.
Well, I could tell you right now, I just go up in the stands and ask 20 people in our stands if they thought we'd be 6-5 right now, and all 20 of them would say no.
I agree, and you made a nice comment, you know, off the air. You said, hey, Dayton's a good ball club. I've won 10 times. We probably beat him maybe 2 or 3 times, and we just have to pick the right time to beat those really good teams, and that being district tournament-type play.
Absolutely.
Challenges to get a position to do that. Coach, anybody dare the same player of the game tonight?
You know what, I'm going to give it to Lauren Lyon. Holy cow.
Yeah,
I mean, he just works her tail off. And you know what, he was deserving of mention last night. And I just love our point guards, the pressure that they can put on people. And that's obviously going to be a strength as we wind down and the season. And we're going to really use that to our advantage. And hopefully her and Holly keep that up. And then we'll extend it a little bit more with our other kids.
I agree. One of my favorite sequences in that game, Lauren stole the pass, went down, got her shot blocked, got it back, then she stepped on the end line.
Yeah.
Then she jumps right back and steals the inbound pass, which leads to a bucket for our team. She's always ready to make a play for her team.
Absolutely.
Okay, Lauren Lyons, there's your play of the game. Well, Coach, go Steelers, go Vikings.
Okay,
rip those Seahawks tomorrow.
Good luck tomorrow.
Good luck tomorrow. Yes, okay. All right, we'll be back with boys basketball in the second half. Irish up 22. We'll be right back on 1320 AM KGDC, 107.3 FM KTNH.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings. 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
This is Irish Radio on KGDC and KTNHLP, Walla Walla.
We're back, ready for the start of the second half. Couldn't resist a little barb there. I'm a lifelong Viking fan. In 1969, moving forward, the Seahawks weren't even in existence. Other than the Vikings, I always root for the Seahawks. But they play tomorrow, and Coach Duncan is a longtime Steelers fan. They're playing right now. So we got a little jab in there against a particular guy back at the studio who, rightfully so, is a big, strong Seahawks fan. But I'll be rooting for the Vikings tomorrow. And in the opening possession of the second half, the Irish can't score. The Bulldogs come the other way, and we've got a foul. And the Bulldogs at the free throw line. That's Tanner Brenn, who hits the left-handed free throw. The Bulldogs, much like the girls' game, have outshot the Irish from the free throw line. They're now 7 of 9 from the line, while the Irish boys are just 5 of 13. Second free throw's off the mark. We're tied at 23 to sail second possession of the second half. In front court with it is Crowley. John deep on the left wing. Crowley, meet him at Zach Leahy, Standard, and Juan Montero on the floor. Kleck slaps it away from Standard. He chases it into back court to retreat it. Between the circles, down top of the key, he gets it to Miedema. Dayton is really playing aggressive in the man-to-man, trying to force the Irish players away from the basket. Leahy in the right corner, pass up by the Crowley, knocked away by Martin. Leahy gets the pack, 16-footer straight away off the mark, won't go, and a rebound foul on Miedema. Up, trying to go up and over the short but great leaping Zach Wagner, the 5'11 Bulldog. That's Needham's first foul. That's good news for the Irish. The Sales committed just 4 first-half fouls, but they have picked up 2 quick ones here in the second half. Actually, that foul is on Needham. I forgot he picked up that first one against Brenn on that last possession. Brenn on the drive leads it off the iron. Dayton fans will go, Wagner with the rebound. He can't hit the putback. Leahy out racing 3 Bulldogs with the ball. Gets the outlet to Miedema. They should have numbers. Miedema on the drive. Kicks in the right corner to Standard. Bulldogs hustle back. The Irish can't get anything out of that potential 3-on-1 break. Nice hustle by the Bulldogs. They have 3 people in the far corner chasing the ball with Leahy, so that should have given the Irish a 4-on-2 break, but the Bulldogs hustled back defensively. Now the Bulldogs reach in and foul. And the foul is on Ben Kleck, his first. Inbound for the Irish and a quick bucket. I think, to tell you the truth, I was marking Kleck with the foul, and I think the shot was made by Niedema. He's got 10. We'll give it to him. We'll check that later. He's going to look for an offensive foul called on Dan Kleck. So Kleck, who did not have a foul in the first half, has picked up two quick ones here in the second half. And the Irish have the ball and a two-point lead now, 25-23. Irish's biggest lead of the game, a chance to add on in this close contest. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Will Hutchins exhorts his Bulldogs to play defense. Irish working offensively down to my left in front of the DeSales bench. Right corner, Montano. Down low to Lee. Out top the Crowley. 15-footer straight away. Won't go. Rebound tipped around. Wagner gets it on the second leak. Wagner, pull it past the head to Brand. Falling, going out of bounds. Behind his back, saves it to Martin. Back to Wagner. Wagner, double pump. Jump stop in the lane. Right-handed hook shot and scores. A very athletic play there by the Bulldogs. From the Brand behind the back save, they whip it around to Wagner, jump stop in the lane, little half baby hook shot in the lane and scores it. We're tied at 25. Now right wing pass to Crowley, down low to Montero, gets it inside to Niedema, who powers it up and in. Irish back up 27-25. Very close game here. Southeast 2B conference action in the corner to Brand. Three-pointer on the way. He hits it. Crowley fouls him. Tanner Brand left him three from the corner. Crowley went out. Adam Strong just hit him right in the chest after he released it. Knocked him into the front row of the seats. The shot goes, and Brand a chance for a four-point play here. Crowley's first foul. 28-27, Bulldogs go from two down to one up, and a chance to make it a two-point lead. Brand's left-handed free throw rolls around, drops off, rebound, Niedema. Irish down 28-27, 5 minutes to go, third quarter, Leahy between the circles with the ball. On him is Zach Bryan. Now to Standard up high. Up to Rodriguez between the circles. Right wing pass goes to Zach Leahy. Now to Montero, drives in, puts the shoulder down. Puts it high up the glass man. Juan Montero, the 5'8 sophomore, 11 points to lead the Irish. And there's a slip by Martin at half court, can't handle the pass. Loose ball, Sanders got it. He lays it in with the left hand. It spins in, he scores it. Coach Lefko wants pressure. No, he says back off. He's just applauding like crazy. Isaiah Sanders got the loose ball, scooped it up. A lot of English on that left-handed lane. It spun off the glass. Sun on the top of the rim like a top and drops in. And then Wagner scores the other way. The pace ticking up. Irish up 31-30. With the ball, Montero with Kleck on him. Excuse me. Pass off front to Wagner. He races ahead with the loose ball and he lays it in. Wagner's got 7 after only 1 point in the first half. Wagner has 6 here in the third quarter. The Bulldogs back on top 32-31. My stat sheet's getting kind of be a mess right now. I've got to pay attention to what's going on the court. Quit worrying about that. Niedema backs in on the baseline, puts it up off the glass and in. Niedema unofficially 6 points in the quarter, 14 for the game. Irish back in front, 33-32. Another lead change. Long pass in the corner to Wagner. Double teams, gets it away to Kleck, or to Brand, to Kleck, and Kleck lays it in. Dayton makes the Irish pay for the double team. 34-33, another lead change. Bulldogs up by one. Montero out between the circles on the dribble. 3 minutes to go in a quickly played third quarter. Now to Leahy, the top of the key. Bryan on him. Leahy, one dribble, picks it up. Looking inside, nobody open, gets it to meet him. A deep on the left wing. Actually, just inside the arc on the left wing. Now to Standard, Kleck right up on him. Standard on the drive, puts the shot up. In and out, off the backboard, out again, rebound, Bulldogs. Ahead to Wagner. Wagner leaves it for Kleck. Kleck is fouled hard by Leahy. Zach Wagner playing a very upbeat third quarter. The 5'11 stocky leaper got deep into the lane, left the pass for Kleck. That's the first foul on Leahy. Stops the clock with 2:40 to go in the third quarter. Bulldogs are up by one with a chance to add to the lead. Kleck misses the first free throw. So the Bulldogs, after shooting 6 of 8 from the line in the first half, are now just one of four here in the third quarter. Fleck with 14 points, make it 15 as he makes that free throw. Timeout on the floor, 2:40 to go, third quarter. Bulldogs up 35-33, Irish with the ball, they come back. 1320 NKGDC, 107.3 FM KTNH.
House training a new puppy can be easy and effective if you dedicate the necessary time, patience, supervision, and encouragement. Teach your puppy the proper location by accompanying him every time he goes outdoors. The pup will soon recognize odors from previous excursions and always reinforce positive behavior with plenty of praise. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
This is Irish Radio on KGDC and KTNHLP, Walla Walla.
We're back live here with 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. A back-and-forth ball game. The Bulldogs were down 1 at the half. That was the only lead the Irish had in the first half. And the Bulldogs up by 2 right now. Rodriguez gets away from the steal attempt by Martin. Passes with the standard who has it tipped away from him to off Isaiah's hands and out of bounds. Dayton doing a good job attacking the person with the ball, that being Rodriguez, and forcing him to give it up. Brim loses the ball behind his back, kind of a behind-the-back dribble, gets it to Helm, who's checked in, back to Brim. Tanner Brim, 6'5", junior, has 6 points. Gets it to Martin, down low on the baseline to Bryan. The baseline, 12-footer, won't go, rebound, Zach Lee. Outlet to Juan Montero. Montero, deep outside the arc on the right wing, looking for players to move and set screens. Irish very stagnant right now. Juan drives baseline. It's all Juan right now. Gets it to Cole Miedema. To Sander finds Juan Montero. Montero underneath. He has his shot blocked by Brand underneath. He has his shot blocked by Brand off the backboard with a foul call. Nice movement without the ball. Nice movement without the ball by Juan Montero. That's Brand, the fourth foul. He'll have to sit down with 7 points. Zach Wagner, who came out during that timeout, will come back in as will Fleck. Juan Montero hits the free throw. Juan has a solid game. He's got 12 points now, but unofficially, Cole Miedema leads the Irish with 14. He's going to sit down as Cole. As John Crowley steps back into the Irish. So Rodriguez, Montero, Crowley, Standard, and Zach Leahy on the floor for the Irish. For the Bulldogs, Zach Wagner and Ben Fleck, and Cal Martin, three starters on the floor, and with Wayne Awakening, 5'10 junior, and the second free throw by Montero rolls around and drops in as well. Juan, 3 for 3 from the line. We're tied at 35. Awakening gets it to Martin. Just back on the side, gets it to Awakening. 12 foot on the baseline. Same Awakening for the 5'10 junior off the Bulldogs. His first pass through the game. The Bulldogs getting free distributions from various players. They lead it 37-35. Rodriguez doesn't use the screen, goes to the baseline. It's a bucket of the foul. Goes through the top back, elevated, flop with the left hand. David Vans and a heavy chorus of boos from my right. Good call on the play. The foul was on the Bulldogs. They haven't recorded it yet. Ron Joel for the extra 3 point play. So the Irish have hit their last 3 free throws. Joel with 30 points of game. The Irish have run 38-37. Sales was never led by more than 2 points. Defense has a chance from the Irish fan. Wagner hands it to Martin. It's near the half court circle. Martin has his pass hit by Montero. Fleck chases it down deep on the right wing. Fleck jumping from step to the 3. Over to Cox Crowley. Where to go? Rebound or lead. Standard trying to keep Wagner away from the ball. Physical rebound. Lady gets it to Standard down the front floor with his Montero. Leahy was it now. Rocker steps over by Wagner. Play cuts him off. Up top now to Sanders. Inside a minute to go, third quarter. Irish with the ball, a one-point lead. Montero puts it in the lead. One Montero. 15 points. Kicks in the quarter. Irish biggest lead of the game. That's just 3 points. They're 40-37. One Montero. Very athletic drive. He does a great job controlling the body in the air, splitting the defense and laying it up top. Up high, Martin, between the circle. Up high with it. They leave him open for three, but he won't take it. Now the helm. Shot clock at 17. Game clock at 20 here at the end of the third quarter. Helm. Left corner to Wagner. Wagner cut off by Standard on the baseline. Now he's double teamed on the baseline. Back to the pass to Clutch. Cut by Montero, but back to the Rodriguez ahead to Hunt. Standard hit way into the strong. Now it's up the other way. Now it's the end of the third quarter. The Trails and the Bulldogs in a fast and short competitive high school basketball game. The Irish have been their biggest lead heading into the final 8 minutes. They lead it 40-37. Be right back on 1320 AM KGBC, 107.3 FM KGNH.
No one can read the future, but we can definitely help you prepare for the future you deserve. Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson & Company has extensive experience in helping people just like you. Because he knows your finances are a big deal, let him work alongside you to develop a comprehensive retirement plan that fits within your game plan for funding retirement, grandchild's education, or whatever else you want in life. Don't chance a guess with your financial future. Consult a professional. D.A. Davidson, member SIPC.
Community Bank with personal line of credit is a convenient way to pay for the unexpected things that come your way. With better rates than most credit cards, you'll be covered when your car needs repairs, your tires wear out, or for those occasions when the budget is a little tight for the month. Easily apply for a personal line of credit online at communitybanknet.com or speak to your local banker to get started. A Community Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is Irish Radio on KGDC and KTNHLP.
The Sales Boys, after being down 11-7 after 8 minutes, they outscored the Bulldogs 16-11 in the second quarter, 17-15 in the very evenly played competitive third quarter. The Irish getting back on the track with the free throw shooting, 3-for-3 in that third quarter. 2-for-2 by Juan Montero and Joel Rodriguez hit a free throw. The Irish now up to 8-for-16 from the line. The Bulldogs, on the other hand, is 2-for-5 from the line. 8-for-13 overall. And now I have a little ball bouncing out of bounds over in front of the scorer's table, knocking some things around. Isaiah Sanders helping to get an empty puck back in the way it belongs. And we're back underway. Pass is back tipped away by Leahy. Martin got it to the Bulldog. Back to the elbow. Left wing pass out by the Archer Wagner. Clean cross court request. Well put on the baseline over Sanders. One go. Rebound Isaiah Sanders. Out of Zach Leahy. The Archer ball and the 3-point lead. The first time they could possess the ball with their biggest lead at 3 points. A chance to build it up a little bit here in the fourth quarter. Focus and energy. Coach Lesko talked about that. We'll add to finish strong. Sanders has got it by Crowley with the rebound and the putback. Crowley's first second half basket. The Irish up 42-37. Five. Standing on their bigger lead. Now five. Martin in the backcourt picks up the dribble. Bounce pass to the front court to Wagner. The Irish fans are chanting defense across the way. The left corner Wagner loses it off his hands, saves it. He's trapped in the corner of the field to dribble, and then he runs over Rodriguez to foul him. Nice shot by Joel Rodriguez. Wagner was in no man's land. Timeout, Will Hutchins. 6:57 to go. Irish with the ball, leading 42-37. We'll make them back on 1320 AM, KGDC, 107.3 FM, KGNA.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? Well, how about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox service. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center, owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Proprock. That's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
65 years, it's hard to believe. Hi, Mark Graves from Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC. In 1950, this dealership started with a hope and a prayer. Now 65 years and thousands of happy customers later, we are extremely grateful. Our values of fairness, honesty, low pressure, and commitment to our customers has not changed in those 65 years. I insist upon it. Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
It's Irish Radio. This is Irish Radio on KGDC and KTNHLP.
Big time out by Will Hutchins, the first-year Dayton coach. The Irish have expanded the lead to 5 over the Bulldogs. Zach Wagner a moment ago trapped in the corner. Got out of the corner. Joel Rodriguez, no, he had only 1 play out of there. Cut off his pass, and Drewsy charged out. Rodriguez looks to the free, the other way, but Sam runs down the long rebound. Down low to Montero, he's triple team down low, gets it to late. Outside the standard, 3 on the leg. The Irish up by 8. Now in front of goes to Clark. And Clark and Crowley collide, and Crowley fouls him over playing for the basketball. Coach Leck does not work without energy. And finally here in the fourth quarter, the sale showing the energy. And we've got a substitution on the stoppage of play. Crowley is going to come out. Gets a big hand from the Irish bench. And in the game, they got Max Buckley. Buckley lays standard. And at Juan Montero, Joe Rodriguez on the floor. Irish was 45-37. They now score the full box 5-0 here in the fourth quarter. Nearly 2 minutes into the quarter. Ball tipped away and out of bounds. Right over the top of the head of Irish athletic director Greg Vasari sitting across the way from on the bench. The first row of the week, excuse me. Martin in the bound in the left part of the track. Standard won't let him get a shot off. His bounce hit by Rodriguez, but Brian gets it. Now top to Martin. The sales has really extended the defense. It looks like they're playing a little matchup zone and out front. Bring it over to Wagner. Wagner for 3. Wagner for second half. That gets the Bulldogs within 5. Quickly the other way. Isaiah Sanders in. Isaiah scores the defensive lays it in. So Isaiah scores 5-0. The Irish back up 47-40. Now he answers the Bulldog 3. Black deep on the right wing. Buckley on him. Now Buckley back on. Buckley 3. Off the animal corner. Isaiah Sanders. Isaiah Sanders having a strong fourth quarter. Now Leahy in the first quarter. They're up the center in the circle. Rodriguez has swing it to Montero right wing. Loses right, goes to Clark from that rebound. And all Montero got the screen from Isaiah. Looks like he's going left, shot to the basket on his right. And it will go to the free throw line. Foul is on Martin, his second. 6 foul on the Bulldogs. Juan Montero has 15 points. The perfect 4-4 now from the free throw line. The 5-8 sophomore having an excellent game. Quickly checks out. And Cole Niedemann coming back in. Cole Niedemann got a nice rest on the bench, the 6'6 senior. Irish needed 48-40. The biggest lead of the game. Juan will try to add one more to it. Juan is in the zone. 5-for-5 from the line in the low game. He's got 17 points to lead all scores. Wagner at the top of the key drives to the basket. Gets around the game. A shot will go. Rebound pull. Cole Niedemann out to the one on the barrel. He'll slow it down. He didn't have the number. So Lady in the corner of Rodriguez. Rodriguez goes baseline. Collides with Ryan. Wow. The elbow or something. That is 4 fouls on Zach Bryan. That's also the 7th foul on the Bulldogs. Physical play. I like it. Joe Rodriguez. Got 3 points in the game. He's got 3 points in the game. He's just 1 of 4 from the line, but he did hit his last attempt to shoot the front end of a 1-on-1. 5-0-5 to go. Irish up by 9. Free throw off the back half. We'll go. Rebound tipped out. Control by Fran out front. Fran with the 4 fouls back in the game. Athletic move to the hoop. Stop up trouble. Rebound to Nita. Holds a good nice shot back going to the block. Fran moves back for Fran on the floor. Still come on camera. Standard tough ball. They help each other up. Good sportsmanship all around here. Isaiah Sanders today. I'm just trying to help you. Wow. That's a friend. That's interesting. Isaiah Sanders was trying to be a good supporter. basically get away from me, man. Because I spoke too soon on the sportsmanship from both sides, and now I'm the official talkative man. I remember him on the JV team a couple of years ago. Now he pats on Montero on the shoulder. Anyway, they went out to France to Montero, passed the base like this.
Of today's programming is brought to you by the Elman Hurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
We're back live. Points at least has fouled out. I say at least they did miss one basket for the Bulldogs here in the second and the fourth quarter. So I won't fill in ends totally that. Until I have a chance to do that. In the game comes Lightning. Lady misses the front end of the one-on-one. Zach is 2 points the ball game. And there's Don Carroll knocking the ball away from Brian and off his leg and out of bounds. Bulldogs turn it over. Irish lead is 53-42 with the ball. Zach Lady will wait for the cheerleaders to clear some space for him. Now the encounter sits the standards. Isaiah between the circles with the ball. That's a pass this way, but right to Montero. Montero stripped. He loses it. Lightning's got to get to Fred. Fred down the middle. Goes to his left. Lays it up. In and out. Saved out. Rebound Lady. And he is grabbed hard by, I think, Fred. And that's him. And it's just foul. I think he knows that he's headed to the bench already. So, two Bulldog players foul out within 19 seconds of each other. Fred fouls out with unofficially 5 points. And Zach Lady will go back to the free throw line. 2:51 to go. The Irish up by 11. A very competitive game for three-plus quarters, but the Irish starting to pull away here in the final half of this fourth quarter. Lady misses the first one, but it's now 10 fouls. Thank goodness. Zach struggling from the line, 0 for 4 now. 53-42 to sail. Zach lifts it off the front iron on the second one. Martin with the rebound. Now, in backcourt, Montero shadowing him to get him to front court to Helm. Helm checked in for Brand. Wagner with the ball. Wagner, 9 second half points after just one in the first half. Wagner to Martin between the circles. The Sales playing defense. Bulldogs, you got to start picking up the pace. You got 11, and there's a travel call on Wagner. Lady baseline. Zach Lady with the 6'5", cut him off. Kept the speed, put his hand up. Wagner tried to stutter step to gather himself for a high leap, which he can't do, but he moved both feet to get ready to jump. That would have beat him off. Wagner went for the steal. Martin was behind. Beat him up. Martin at 5'11". Deal with the 6-6 lead. About 6 foot tall has 6 in the quarter, unofficially 20 for the game. 2:04 to go. Irish now up by 13. This is one of those games where the final score is not going to be indicative of how competitive it was. Rodriguez at the other end of 2-on-1 break. That Martin just reaches out and grabs him at half court. It'll be a 2-shot free throw trip for Joel Rodriguez. Nathan led the whole first half until Cole Miedema made one of two free throws with 48 seconds to go in the half to get the Irish a 23-22 advantage. The Irish never led by more than 3 points throughout the third quarter. Leading 40-37 going into the final 8 minutes. But they're getting past the Bulldogs here in a big way here in the fourth quarter. Rodriguez's first free throw is off the mark, so is his second one, so it's Joel missing both free throws. The Irish really struggling from the line here in the fourth quarter. Wiping the other one, they shot inside block by Sanders. Brian ends up with the loose ball, and he's fouled by Miedema. Miedema's third foul, and that will send Brian to the free throw line. Zach Brian to the free throw line. Bulldogs' first free throw attempt for the fourth quarter. The Irish have outscored the Bulldogs 15-5 here in this fourth quarter. 13-point goal to open the game up to a 13-point advantage. Brian gets the free throw. Connor Lee, the freshman, checks in for Joel Rodriguez. He's trying to get a better free throw shooter out there. As Joel has struggled tonight, this 1 of 7 unofficially from the line. Brian hits the second free throw. 55-43. 12 point to sales lead. 1:42 to go. It's the Bulldogs foul. Rutherford just going to play defense. Montero on the right wing gets it to Lady. Lady just got a drop of the ball. Brian got that start to throw to him. And then he saw that there's a player in the passing line. Tried to hold off the ball. Just dropped it. So another forced turnover. Here come the Bulldogs the other way. Helm in the left corner to Brian. Drives baseline. Gets by Miedema. Gets shot partially blocked by Lady. On the baseline, Sanders gets the ball out of the air. Now to Zach Lady. We're down to 1:14 to go. Sales needs to run some clock here. beat him, the cries in, he's fouled. No, he traveled. But the 11 teams, he put crossover move from goal lead him, and the Irish don't need that right now. John Lesko is going to talk about how to close out this game. Get out of the floor. 95-43, Irish in front, 109 to go in the ball game. They move the ball, they come back on 1320 AM KGDC, 107.3.
McDonald's Zurich Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald's Zurich team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffy, Del Gore, Sean Gore, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald's Zurich Insurance. This team works for you.
KGDC, this is Irish Radio on KGDC and KTNHLP. Walla Walla.
For Don Lesko, a coachable moment. His team has a 12-point lead. A minute, 9 to go in the ball game. Tries a little crossover move, 17 feet from the basket. Says, hey, that's not what we need right now. So the Irish cross flag, as he comes across the timeline, he travels. Good execution by the Irish. 1-1 to go. The Irish up by 12 with the ball. Let's see if they're a little more patient in this half-court set. They don't have to take another shot. See with Montero throws the ball on the right wing. Isaiah Stanley goes right through his hands out of bounds. Turnover. John Lesko's got a look of consternation on his face. What are we doing? I know the feeling at times. Bryant goes to Bryant. Bryant drives baseline. Ball gets away from him out of bounds. Not touched by the sail. 48.8 seconds left. 12-point Irish lead. Irish flag being flown across the lane. 2 seconds. Kicking it out to Wagner off the inbound. It's a three. Wagner, second three in the fourth quarter. It's a 9-point game. You know, he has to coach his guys up. He wants them to get up on the offensive, defensive when they'll do it. They're not going to try to foul. 33 seconds to go. 9 point. There's a field by Martin out front. Steals it away from Conaway. Lays it in. And now, Hudson will get the draft. In the front court, Montero gets it to Miedema. John Lesko says, hold the ball. 55-48. 7-point game. Dayton had the foul. They're not doing it. Zach Lee is fouled, driving the basket. Too late, though. 10.6 seconds to go. Lane Whitening with the foul. Wow. Wagner 3, and the Martin Steele. The Bulldogs score 5 in a row. And then they don't foul coming out of that. A learning moment for them. Another free throw. And Zach Lee misses another free throw. Wow, I praise the Irish for kind of getting back on track. Free throw shooting in that third quarter, going 3-for-3 to get their game goal up to 8-for-16. They've been miserable from the line here in the fourth quarter. Zach does beat the second one. Wagner shoots the three the other way. Wagner put down a low show. 56-51. That lady doesn't need him down the ball. Very positive sound. A very competitive game, but the Irish draw a roll. They're 8-3. They've won three in a row this in the new year. I am Tuesday out of Stoughton last night. They beat Dayton 56-51. They struggle for three quarters. Big fourth quarter, and they hold off the Bulldogs late. We'll do that for the happy total on 1320 AM KGDC, 107.3 FM KTNH.
It's been 43 years since the U.S. Supreme Court's disastrous Roe v. Wade decision. 43 tragic years. Nearly 60 million children dead. Their mothers wounded. On Sunday, January 24th, there will be a silent, prayerful, peaceful, and non-denominational walk of life from St. Patrick Catholic Church to Amazing Grace Church of the Nazarene, followed by cookies, coffee, and fellowship and Amazing Grace. For many years now, the annual Walk for Life in Walla Walla between St. Patrick's and Amazing Grace has been a unique experience. People of all faith traditions come together to gently but firmly tell this wayward culture of ours that hope springs eternal for the pro-life movement. If picketing abortion clinics isn't your cup of tea, the Walk for Life is just like me. Please join us for this year's Walk for Life on Sunday, January 24th. Be at St. Patrick's Catholic Church at 1:30 p.m. and wear your walking shoes.
Dad, I'm so excited to go to Grandma's for the holidays. It's the vacation of the year.
Well, Mateo, turns out Grandma's coming here this year. You know what? She tasted that incredible lasagna from Fugini's. She can't get enough of it.
I thought Mom made that lasagna.
I'll tell you one thing, Mateo. I wish Mom could make that lasagna. That's Fugini's lasagna. Nobody makes it like them. Mom and Grandma get the night off when we have Fugini lasagna. Hey, you guys, listen up. Give your wife Fugini's lasagna for the holiday. Well, Bob's
you've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? But the Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. And whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, motorizing, packaging, shipping, and even cards and gifts, the Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business, if P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Well, the Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center, owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Proctor. That's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of the Irish Radio Broadcast. In real life, good fortune does come along more than once. If he is to be able to recognize it, we at D.A. Davidson & Company believe that opportunities abound in today's stock market, providing a great chance to invest for the long term. If you're ready to learn more about building toward a financial future that meets your unique goals, it's time to talk to Bill Cleaner at D.A. Davidson. Bill has extensive experience in helping Walla Walla residents to find the opportunities that are right for them. D.A. Davidson. Member
This is Irish Radio on KGDC and KTNHLP.
Up to the sales man under the direction of Bill Lynch, entertaining the fans as we close out the Christmas season. And Happy New Year is still in place. It's been a happy week for the Irish boys. They win all three of their games this week. Tampa Mac on Tuesday and milk two of our non-leaders last night. A hard-fought win and emotional game on the road. It's a very good association. The Irish boys able to get the win there, 62-58. And then tonight, the Irish, possible trap game. The Irish coming in with a 7-3 record. The Bulldogs at 2-7. Dayton led throughout the first half in a tight ball game. The Irish obviously struggling. Dayton's boys getting with a lot of effort. The Cole meet him of 1-2 free throws for him with 48 seconds to go in the first half. Gave the Irish their first lead of the game at 23-22. It was back and forth throughout the third quarter. The Irish outscored the Bulldogs 17-15. The lead is a three-point lead. The lead by the Irish in that quarter was never more than three. And then the fourth quarter, the Irish split out to a double-digit lead, wearing down the Bulldogs. But then Dayton wouldn't go quietly, outscoring the Irish 9-5 down the stretch. But the Irish hold on for a five-point win, despite shooting just 5 of 12 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. The sales win is 56-51. They are 3-0 in the new year. They are 8-3 overall under head coach John Lasco. And they are 3-1 in the conference play. Dayton's boys both at 1-2 in the conference, 2-8 overall under head coach. First year head coach Will Hutchins, the Dayton graduate, one of their best basketball players in the history of their program. And I can tell he's done a great job getting the Dayton boys playing hard. They play good defense. They have the Irish on the road. They score three quarters until the Irish pulled away by scoring 16 points in the fourth quarter, then survive that four free throw shooting down the stretch to win at 56-51. I'll be adding up individual totals, sharing those with you, and naming our Dairy Queen player of the game when we come back to wrap things up. From the DeSales Gymnasium, the Irish boys win at 56-51. You're listening on 1320 AM KGDC and 107.3 FM KTNH.
McDonald's Zurich Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald's Zurich team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffin, Del Borg, Sean Borg, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald's Zurich Insurance. This team works for you.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find double-insulated Carhartt bibs or jackets and a full line of winter work gloves. Your device on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today at your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
We're back live. The Irish boys win 56-51. And to give you the individual totals, I had to get a request from our scorekeeper, Kelly Richmond, to bring me the book because in that third quarter, I missed a basket for the Irish, and in the fourth quarter, I missed a basket for the Bulldogs. So let's look at the Bulldog official scorebook from the scores table. For the Bulldogs, from top of the roster to the bottom, Junior Helm with 2 points. I got that correct. Jeff Tate played, did not score. Al Martin, 2 points. Luke Lane Wakening, 2 points. Ben Fleck, 17 points. That's the guy I missed the basket for. Ben Fleck, 6'1 junior, got the Bulldogs off to a great start. He scored 8 first quarter points. He scored in every quarter, but Al picked up 2 fouls in the fourth quarter, fouled out with 3 minutes and 10 seconds to go. And the Irish were able to start some pull away from the Bulldogs. So a nice effort by Ben Fleck, even though he did foul out with 3:10 to go. 17 points. 6 points for Zach Bryan and 6 points for Tanner Brin. He was fouled out with 2:51 to go in the ball game, and 16 points for the Athletic. Zach Wagner, the 5'11 senior, rough and ready, not necessarily a great basketball player, but a great leaper. He scored 14 in the second half, 3 4-4 three-pointers to make it somewhat interesting. But there at the very end, the Fleck with 17, Wagner with 16 to lead the Bulldogs. The Bulldogs shoot the respectable 9 of 15 from the free throw line, 60%, but they do have 2 players foul out. Fleck and Brand. Four to sales. On the bottom of the score sheet, Juan Montero, 20 points. Interesting. I only had him for 17. Well, that only adds to an impressive night for Montero. I missed the whole bunch for Juan. Yeah, they had him for 9 points in the third quarter. Montero, there's an easy play for a very nice player of the game. We're just going to say that run right now for the 5'8 sophomore. Connor Leahy played but did not score. 70 points for Isaiah Standard. 3 for Zach Leahy. Joel Rodriguez did not score. Okay, one of the 3-point plays. I'm going to switch that. Well, I can't switch it. I'm not official. I know how to 3-point play. They gave it to Juan. I think that's what happened. So Juan, 17 points. Joel, 3 points. That's what I'm going to say. 6 points for John Crowley and 20 points for Cole Needham. For a total of 17, 27, 36, 46, 56. Zach Buckley played but did not score. A little messed up on my part. The bottom line is Juan Montero, a very deserving Dairy Queen player of the game. 17 points. line, a perfect 6-for-6 to the free throw line, which isn't good for the rest of the team. If my math is somewhat correct, that means the rest of the team was 7-for-21, just 33%. The team, the Irish, shoot 13-for-28 from the line, including just 5-for-12 in the fourth quarter. But they gritted out against a scrappy Dayton team. The Irish boys run their New Year's win streak for three straight games, 8-3 overall, 3-1 in the conference. Dayton dropped 1-2 in the conference, 2-8 overall. Congratulations to our Dairy Queen players of the game. Lauren Ryan, the 5'4 8th grader, played a great hustling four game against the good Dayton girls team. Named the player of the game by head coach Tim Duncan. The Lady Irish loses 41-31. The young squad falls for 6-5. But does suffer just their first conference loss at 3-1. Well, it's finals week. The Irish team, the Irish student athletes, the student, heavy on the students, will be busy here this week. Then they will travel to Tri-State Prep to take on the Jaguars this coming Friday. My game will be on the air. Yours truly, Mike Steves, will not be broadcasting. Brett Powers, who broadcasts the Tri-City Prep games on 100.7 FM, will be the broadcaster, so no need to have two guys broadcasting. So Brett Powers will be bringing you the action on Friday from Pasco. And I will talk to you next week. We're going to check the schedule Tuesday, January, actually 2 weeks. Tuesday, January 19th, when the Waitsburg comes to the Sales Gym, that's the next time I will be calling the action. Well, exciting weekend of basketball. The Irish player team win 3 out of 4. The boys win at Asotin last night. Here at home tonight, the Lady Irish win at Asotin last night with all of the Lady Bulldogs tonight. With that, just a quick little shot about some sports going on this weekend. Gonzaga's Bulldogs beat Portland and Zags. And the big game tomorrow, Seattle Seahawks at the Minnesota Vikings. I've been a Minnesota Vikings fan since 1969 when I was in the first grade. I'm going to root for the Vikings, but I'll be happy if the Seahawks win as well. They are our Northwest team, so go Vikings. A little luck from the Seahawks as well. Hope you enjoy the game tomorrow, the rest of your weekend. Hope you enjoy these broadcasts this weekend. I sure enjoyed bringing them to you. And I want to thank, again, remind you to please thank our great sponsors for bringing these games to you. The best way to thank them is to patronize their businesses. Great job back at the studio, as always, by Mark Lechmeister. Go Vikings, I'll say to Mark. We've got a little candy bar set going on that game tomorrow. And with that, enjoy the rest of your weekend. This is Mike Steves, sending you back to the studios of 1320 AM KGNC and 107.3 FM KGNH.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 1320 AM KGDC. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.